This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 372. Four surprising ways IELTS speaking is not like common conversation.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn four features of daily English conversation that just might ruin your IELTS speaking exam score. What's shaking, Jessica? How you doing out there in Portland?
Cold and wet, yeah. But I guess that's no surprise. That's kind of what Portland is known for. What about you?
Well, that's what we expect. Yeah, we finally had our first big snowstorm of the winter, I think on Thursday of last week. So
the
now
first?
We're just,
that was the first?
Yeah. Well, it was the first big one. We had one like back in December, but it wasn't huge. So it was the first real one. Now there's like mountains of snow and there's no place to park. Thank goodness I don't drive.
And, I just got a new car. Speaking of driving, well, it's not new. It's new to me. It's the newest car I've ever had because I've bought like super cheap, like really old cars, just on like Craigslist, you know? Because I just always refuse. Like, I'm never gonna have a car payment. Like, that's dumb. Yeah. But then you end up spending so much money fixing these like old pieces of junk. So finally, I'm like, I'm gonna make the adult decision, and I'm gonna get like a really safe car. So like James and I could take all these road trips, whatever, right? And like not worry about it. So I'm super stoked.
Yeah, it's worth it because now you have that mentality of like, oh, I can go anywhere I want. It's nice. You know,
exactly.
You have the freedom. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a huge shame. It took so much I didn't realize sort of like the constant anxiety that existed in my life because of my car. Like never being sure if it's going to, you know, like make it some places. It's no, sorry, we can't go hiking. I can't like drive to the mountains today. So super exciting.
I'm glad to hear that you have a solid car now. That's good.
Thank you. So is my mom. Yeah. My mom's just, she was so cute. She was like, because I'd never gone into a dealership before, you know, talk to salesmen and stuff like that. Yeah. So my mom kept sending me all these texts like, remember to ask about the maintenance plan. Remember to check the tires. It was awesome. Okay.
That's awesome.
Anyway, today, guys, we are going to talk about the differences between normal daily English conversation and the IELTS exam. It's there are really big differences, and it gets tricky because it's confusing because some strategies are like just treat it like a conversation so you feel more comfortable and confident, but it's not a conversation. I mean, you're being graded on really specific things.
Yeah, this makes me think of the case of the native speaker who was the one who was quite smart, that he actually spent some time and prepared ahead of time before the exam. And then he knew that he needed to use more high level words, probably higher level words, especially in part three, that he wouldn't have used really in daily conversation. So it takes a little bit of digging in, a little bit of research to understand how it's different.
Yeah, totally. And we did that episode, I think it was the week after that where, I had been told of a native speaker that didn't prepare at all and just super bombed. So like you need to research this. You need to know what you're graded on, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So the first, like the starkest contrast, I would say, between normal conversation and IELTS speaking is the amount and variety of linking words. just in like daily speech, we just use the easy stuff, you know? I don't be like, nevertheless, on the other hand, simultaneously or whatever. Right. But you have to use a variety of academic linking words like this in speaking part three in order to score highly for the fluency and coherence. Because the examiners need to hear those.
Yeah, that's huge. And it's so much easier when you're inside a course like ours that we'll talk about this a bit later, but we do give you some of the linking words that you can use and you can just plug those right in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's again and again, whenever I'm interviewing students on the podcast who have won like the writing contest or scored highly on the exam, they always talk about how beneficial that template is because it tells them exactly what linking words they need to use. And that's writing task two. But these are the same linking words and the same organization that you need in speaking part three. So it's kind of it's a little sort of cheat template for both. Yeah.
Awesome. Love that.
So the other difference is in the grammar complexity. I think we generally tend towards more simple sentences when we're speaking. Would you say that?
I would say so. I mean, even if we're educated professionals with master's degrees and whatnot, we still don't. Because sometimes complex sentences tend to make us feel maybe sometimes like we're acting snobby or not down to earth, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. If I analyze the way I speak in, you know, to my friend or whatever, going for a walk or in the coffee shop, the level of complexity is completely different as if, like, compared to if I'm doing a training or some, like, academic, you know, speech or whatever to an audience. I mean, they're obviously completely different. The level of grammar complexity and the level of vocabulary, linking words. So
definitely,
all of this goes towards the scoring system. You have to show the examiner a variety of sentence structures, simple, compound, complex, in order to score highly for grammar. So that's necessary.
I love that. Another reason why you need to make sure you're working with someone who really understands the test, because so many English tutors out there could just say, oh, sure, I'll help you prepare for the IELTS exam, but they may not understand the scoring system and understand those grammar structures that you need to have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not easy to analyze someone's speech and keep in mind all four features that they're graded on, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, students are graded on fluency and coherence, vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation. And if you want valid feedback, then you need somebody who can keep all of those things in mind while they're listening to you. And that's hard to find. Like, that takes a lot of practice to be able to sort all that stuff out at, you know, like while you're listening to someone.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to learn the strategies, tips, and tricks for getting the highest score on your next speaking exam, just like our three key student, Dennis from Russia, who got an 8.5 on his speaking, get into the course today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Absolutely. So what's the third thing, Jessica, that's so different between conversation and the speaking test itself?
So I touched on this a minute ago, vocabulary. Again, in speaking part three, you need to use some higher level vocabulary. But also in speaking part one, you need to use some slang. Now, a native speaker will use slang in daily conversation. A student, probably not. You need to develop this skill. You need to target these more informal words that native speakers use, and you have to employ them in speaking part one and part two. And then in part three, you need to use the higher level stuff. The key here is the vocabulary range. And that's not like normal conversation. I mean, we don't like change our speaking level in one conversation, right? It is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. You're right. This is a great topic today, Jessica, because I could see how people who don't understand the exam well might think it's a lot like just speaking. So just go in and speak. And we need, in some ways it is, But again, as we're saying today, in some ways, it's really not.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, guys, you can go back to those episodes about the one native speaker that prepared and the other one that didn't. And you could read about why they did well and didn't do well on the exam. We will link to those episodes in this blog post. Which number is this? Oh, my gosh. I think it's 372. So come back and search 372 and you could listen to those episodes as well. Okay.
Yeah, so exactly. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I always forget like one part of that, either like the number or putting the website in.
That's all right. It's all good.
That's why there's two of us, right?
Yeah.
That's why we're a team. Okay. The last difference, guys, is that on the IELTS exam, in order to score highly for fluency, you need to answer the question right away. And that's not like real life. I mean, I don't answer questions right away if I need, you know, to think about it or maybe I'm not paying attention. There's, you know, there's a lot of times in daily conversation that somebody will ask you a question and you really take a moment to think about it before responding. On the exam, guys, you can't do that. You can't show silence. It shows lack of fluency and lack of vocabulary.
Yeah. And I think that the only way to really understand this on a visceral level is to practice, do as many mock speaking tests as you can. Because when we've done little kind of practice tests, practice speaking tests on the show, just to show examples, guys, I mean, we've gotten stuck. I've gotten stuck before and felt the pressure and my mind's gone blank. And you need to know how that feels before you're in test day. You're inside the test room with the examiner.
Totally. Totally. Practice makes perfect. And you need to control those emotions. You need to control that anxiety. So it's getting used to that feeling, right? Getting used to feeling pressured, and then it's not going to like stop you. It's not going to hold you up on exam day.
Yeah, you know what it feels like and you know what to do. But if you don't go through, you know, for example, mock speaking tests, practice tests, simulating the test, you will really not know what that's like and you won't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. So it all goes back to the idea of the valid test practice 2 weeks before the exam, right? This is a rule that we have talked about before, and it still bears repeating because it is vital. It's not just enough to practice and do some worksheets and a textbook. You need to do the test practice.
Yeah. No, exactly. And that actually leads us into updating you guys on something new that we've added to the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Yeah. We've just added the opportunity to do exactly that. We have a new level called Three Keys Personal Coach that you can join. And what comes in that package is both a mock speaking test with Jessica and also a 1 hour feedback session on your writing, because you guys have been asking us, can I get feedback? Can I get feedback? Mm-hmm. Well, now you can get it in one big package. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And in these feedback sessions, guys, it's all pinpointed to specific things that you need to do to improve your score, right? It's not just like general sort of, oh, you did great. It was organized well. I like your ideas. Like, it's really focused on like what you personally have to watch out for, how you can change your brainstorming strategy to fit your method of thinking, to fit your writing style, right? Yeah. So it's really taking all of these strategies and personalizing them and then making sure that you are hitting all of these requirements for the score you need, whether that's a 7 or an 8, right? Like, we pinpoint exactly what you need to do to get there.
Yeah. And the way to really make this work beautifully, guys, is to go ahead and join the course, learn the strategies through the video lessons, which are self-guided, and then book, for example, this mock speaking test a couple of weeks before your exam. So you've already learned our strategies and now you're ready to go and practice them. And then Jessica is going to give you very specific things to go and work on in the 2 weeks leading up to your test.
Perfect. Exactly. Exactly.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. This is exciting. Beautiful. We've had some awesome additions to our course in the past few months.
We have. So if you guys feel like you need that feedback, and probably everyone does, you can come over and get into the Three Keys Personal Coach package and you can get started right away. So come on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and let's come together and do this together, guys.
Perfect. Love cool. it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it's been fun. I'm glad we brought up this topic. Very important one.
Yeah, this was a really good episode. I love yes. that feeling. Like, you know, when you produce something, you create something, and you're like, I yes. nailed that. Like, that yeah. was awesome.
That's awesome. I know. Exactly. That's why we got to quit now while we're ahead.
All right, Lindsay. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow then.
Sounds good, Jessica. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.